comments that I've received were like, Dr. Ann, I dread the horror symptoms people talk about. Dr. Ann, I have no energy to exercise. Dr. Ann, what's your view on hormone replacement therapy? What should I be doing? Or I've tried hormone replacement therapy, but I had swelling and felt miserable. What's the difference between bioidentical hormones and hormone replacement therapy? So I'd like to go in to these issues in depth and teach you to understand, because you need to be empowered. Our medical system is probably another 20 years to catch up. Great that we've got money to look at studies. Are you willing to wait 20 years? Do you have 20 years to wait? And again, understanding the science, understanding the research, and feeling empowered. Tune in, folks. Are you fed up with feeling off kilter? Ready to reclaim your vitality and seize control of your hormones? Then listen closely. Hi, I'm Dr. Anna Kabeca, and I'm here to guide you in mastering your hormones once and for all. Join me in my exclusive 8-week program, Magic Menopause, where you will uncover proven strategies to naturally balance your hormones, tackle menopause symptoms head on, and regain mastery over your health. It's time for you to learn my proven method and become empowered. Whether you're navigating pre, mid, or post menopause, this program is tailored to transform your life. Don't let hormonal imbalances hinder your progress any longer. Take this first step towards revitalization today by signing up for my hormone masterclass at dranna.com. Let's embark on this journey together. Halle Berry recently opened up in an interview with Jill Biden, our first lady, about her vaginal symptoms and her struggle with perimenopause and her misdiagnosis that began several years ago. And this led her to realize she was in perimenopause and going through menopause. So what was her symptom? Well, now what Halle Berry has said, she's now 57 years old. She said she told a doctor 3 years ago that she had extremely bad case pain after sex. And the doctor told her that she had herpes. However, both she and her partner tested negative for herpes. And then she was told, or later learned, that she had vaginal dryness, which led to the misdiagnosis, and that this is a symptom of perimenopause. Oftentimes, it's one of the first symptoms a woman experiences as she is going through this hormonal transition, as our body's making less progesterone, DHEA, testosterone, and estrogen during this transition time. She said, and to quote, that my doctor had no knowledge and didn't prepare me. And so it led her on this quest to really become vocal about perimenopause and menopause to help break the stigma of these key to women's health conditions. She said that she knew that she had to use her platform, speak about it, no matter how uncomfortable the conversation was, and has started speaking about it. So she advocates now for vaginal estrogen. And of course, this is something I want to tell Haley, is that, you know, with estrogen, especially with intercourse, estrogen works on the mucosal lining, so it can help, but it can also transfer to our partner. So it's something to consider. And there are many different forms of vaginal estrogen, and some contain hormone disruptors and can actually affect and worsen the lining of the vaginal walls and create more dryness in the long run. So being very attentive to this is key. And that is something that I learned in my own journey. I guess, you know, like at age 39, when I had early menopause diagnosis, I went on to reverse it, if you're familiar with my story. But it's one of the reasons that I created my product, Jolva. In this realm of perimenopause and menopause, there is so much misdiagnosis. So many of the symptoms that are, you know, associated that women experience during this time, including heart palpitations, anxiety, irritability, mood swings, brain fog, hot flashes, and frozen shoulder, aches and pains, and vaginal dryness, loss of interest in sex, and pain when we have sex. You know, I always say, if we have pain every time we do something, why would we want to? So this can cause conflict in relationships with our own body. I've met women who have told me that they feel like they are shut down or dead from the waist down. And that's no way to live, right? And these consequences continue. They can lead to, as regarding vaginal health, remember I am a gynecologist, so I like to talk about vaginal health as important for optimal health. It is important for optimal health, and sexual health is necessary for optimal health. So there's no time limit. There's no age limit on optimizing our sexual health and our vaginal health and function. It goes beyond that, the entire perineum. In a recent research article that was published looking even at the clitoris and clitoral adhesions as we age. Now, that is just a terrible thing. That means scar tissue, fibrous adhesions to the clitoris that cause pain, a decrease in sensation, and is completely preventable. It's completely preventable. I prefer using DHEA, as in my product Jolva, or compounding DHEA and testosterone for the perineum, the pelvic floor, so our bottom, our lady bit parts, and using that regularly for prevention and then well post menopause. Now, I've been talking a lot about menopause because hopefully you've listened to my Mastering Your Hormones Masterclass, which I gave free, and we were on for hours answering. I was on answering questions, teaching key concepts that I constantly get asked about. And my goal is to empower you. You know, in my private practice, I'm really blessed and grateful to see women who entrust their care to me one-on-one. And I see women from all over the world who have struggled for years and oftentimes have flown to doctors around the world, the best clinics, the best providers, and still don't feel at home in their body, or still struggling, or want to see, is there anything else I can offer? And really, there always is. There's always one next right step that I can offer someone. I recently in my practice saw a woman who had seen at 65 years old taking a very firm advocacy for her health on many, many supplements. I'm going to cut those down, but she's on many, many supplements and on bioidentical hormones, and these were prescribed, and as well as a vaginal progesterone suppository prescribed by one of the best brain health clinics, because progesterone is necessary for brain health. And yet she had continued abdominal cramping, pelvic floor cramping, and they thought, well, maybe it's because of her fibroids. Well, you know, that raised a red flag to me, because postmenopausal fibroids are usually very asymptomatic. Now, if you're on hormones, they can help, or they can stimulate fibroid production if they're not balanced. And if we haven't gotten to the core reason why we develop fibroids to begin with, fibroids are usually a result of inflammation and hormone imbalance and toxins. So addressing those issues was first on my mind. And then when I examined her, and also realized that because she was 65, she hadn't been offered a pap smear in 5 years. So I definitely wanted to do that. And I noted on exam that something's terribly wrong. Something's terribly wrong. Her abdominal cramping, her pelvic pain, you know, negative colonoscopy. She had a pelvic ultrasound, which was normal, but something was still going on. And right away, a red flag to my mind was ovarian cancer, because it is one of those cancers that are usually diagnosed way too late. It is, we say in medicine, it's one of the silent killers of women. And so part of her workup is a pelvic CT scan, tumor markers, and further evaluation. Also, we just want to get to the root cause of the problem. When you know something, as women, we own our bodies, right? We know when something's off, when something's wrong, even if your test results are normal. And, you know, first thing, kudos to this woman who kept looking for answers. She's like, okay, well, let me try something different. And she had the means to do so. And, you know, as my heart is breaking for her, glad she came in to see me so we can get to the root cause of what's going on. So this is something I want you to know, that you have an intuition. You know when something's wrong with your body, when you're feeling your body is betraying you. And trust that. Trust that. There's always another next right step, another opinion, a second opinion. Keep looking for answers. And so in this woman, with lots of prayers, we can get to the root cause of this and address this issue, heal it, treat it, and get her feeling her best, God willing, as quickly as possible. Another client in my practice, she's in her late 40s, and she had a hysterectomy for endometriosis. And she'd been struggling with vaginal pain and vaginal dryness, absolute no interest in intimacy with her husband of 25 years. Although she loves him and they have a good relationship, they've become roommates and no longer are lovers. And she said, you know, it's just, I don't want to spend the next 25, 50 years or however many days God gives me left feeling this way. And so it oftentimes people, especially if they've been given a hysterectomy for endometriosis or, you know, other hormone related conditions, they may not be offered hormone therapy. And there's no contraindication, or very rarely is there a contraindication. So working with a doctor that's knowledgeable in this area becomes even that much more important. And I think about this all the time as I teach physicians, and I see their eyes light up and they think of immediately a patient they can help and intervene with and do so safely. And this becomes very, very important. The Women's Health Initiative study was initially published in 2002, but updated research was published just recently in 2022. Looking at this, looking at the study, looking at the research, going through the clients that stayed on hormones, or and exactly what have been the risk factors in this long-term longitudinal study. Now, the Women's Health Initiative looked at oral hormone replacement therapy using Premarin and Provera, or Premarin alone. So Premarin is estrogen alone. Pregnant mare's urine. That's how they came up with the name Premarin. And it's from horses' urine, pregnant mares. And in Premarin itself, there's over 30 estrogens. So it's not bioidentical. And oral estrogen may have some benefits early on, early if needed, but it also comes with the risks of increasing inflammation. A marker that I look at is HSCRP, the highly sensitive C-reactive protein. So I watch that closely in patients that are currently on oral estrogens. So it increases inflammation and can increase blood clotting. So it's associated with stroke. And that's true with birth control pills. Women who experience a DVT, or deep vein thrombosis, because of birth control pills, they have a high risk for clotting, stroke, and heart disease. So oral estrogen is not a first choice for me and my menopausal and postmenopausal patients at all. But in this study, in the Women's Health Initiative study, oral Premarin conjugated estrogens were used in women who had had a hysterectomy, and they've been followed. Over these next 20 years, there's been no significant increased risk of breast cancer. So we can say, okay, well then, estrogen, which has really been claimed to be the bad guy in all this, well, maybe it's not the bad guy. And I think to myself, there's been a lot of misogynistic talk about estrogen. Estrogen is not the bad guy. It does so many good things for our body when used appropriately and when in balance and when detoxified cleanly. And so one of the things I look at and I teach you to do, if you're in my program, Magic Menopause, is to look at your estrogen metabolism. This is so valuable. This information is so valuable. And when I see clients, especially with a history of cancer, and no one's ever looked at this, I'm like, this has been availability for this analysis through testing has been around for at least 15 years now. And good research published on looking at these estrogen metabolites, that technically they're the 2, 4, and 16 hydroxy and methoxy estrogen metabolites. So we can look at these and see, how is your body metabolizing these hormones? And if we are choosing, and my client is accepting estrogen or hormone, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, we want to do it safely. So even if it's bioidentical, we're still looking at those numbers and optimizing those pathways for healthy detoxification and balance. So back to the Women's Health Initiative study. The second arm of the study looked at Premarin Provera. PremPro, for short, is Premarin, and Provera, which is a synthetic progestin. Synthetic progestins are in birth control pills, are in many combination hormone replacement therapies available by prescription. There are good progesterones and there are synthetic progestins. And in the line of progestins, there are healthier and unhealthier, you know, the worse, let's say, forms. A study done initially in 2005 by Dr. Fournier out of France looked at over 50,000 women and looked at their course and risk for breast cancer on progesterone versus progestins and different types of progestins, the pregnane like Provera and norpregnane derivatives, and looked at comparisons. And what they found was that with progesterone alone, bioidentical progesterone, which is available by prescription through your pharmacy and trade name is Prometrium, but now we have generic progesterone through these pharmacies, all was able to compound orally or in creams or in suppositories through compounding pharmacies. So progesterone itself showed no increased risk of breast cancer. But the pregnane and norpregnane synthetic progestins like Provera, norethindrone, increase the risk, with Provera being the worst culprit. We see an increased risk of breast cancer up to 3 to 4 times that in compared to clients on bioidentical progesterone. So a significant increased risk of breast cancer. So it's the progestins that are the culprit in these claims. But yet today, they are still prescribed, even though there are better alternative choices. So when we look at, you know, hormone therapy and we consider, oh, let me just finish with Fournier's work. I've been following his research for over a decade now. In 2008, he followed up that study with 88,000 women and found the same results. So progesterone does not increase your risk of breast cancer and progestins do. So it is confirmed that if we have a better alternative, why aren't we using it? Why aren't we offering it? And why are women still fearful about the risk of progesterone and breast cancer? So it really, you know, again, women, I think it's estimated since the 1970s through now or to today, in a 2020 report released that only 24% of clinical studies include women. So 24 to 30 something percent of clinical studies include women because it's been concerns for fertility, our cycles throw things off, risk of pregnancy, and, you know, there's, I don't know, we're in our infancy, but fortunately a new bill was passed that is directed towards menopause research and research in women's health in general. So hopefully we'll have a lot more clean data. However, bioidentical hormones are not patentable. So often there's not the money to spend millions on clinical trials, phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. Can we trust what our own body produces naturally? We should be able to, but again, we need to know the pathways. And today in hormone replacement therapy programs or in treatment, still, our physicians aren't aware of appropriate testing, as well as the importance of DHEA as a precursor prohormone to testosterone and estrogen, and the value of testosterone in women's health. Back in 2000s, I was involved in research before I went to medical school. I worked with the U.S. Navy and the diving medicine department as a chemist and a scientist in the exercise physiology division for our Navy divers and hyperbaric medicine. And so I've been in research. I published my first research when I was 22 years old and presented it as a fun trivia in front of the Royal Navy in Amsterdam. So for the U.S. Naval Medical Society and the Royal, that's the English Naval Medical Society. And I published fun research on hyperbaric medicine, oxygen, and compression chambers. And so I love research. I was a researcher in college in the psychology division. I did research before I went to medical school. I worked in the research lab in medical school and in residency at Emory University. I participated in research in an analysis arm of the HERS trial, which was a study in women that looked at estrogen and hormone replacement therapy and cardiovascular disease. However, that showed an increased risk. Why? Because of the oral estrogens. Again, in that study, average age of woman was a postmenopausal woman. So it was not initiated in the perimenopausal or menopausal time frame. So it was the therapy was initiated postmenopausal, oftentimes in many of these clients after cardiovascular disease was already well underway. So we, again, want to avoid that. We've learned some lessons over time. I've spent my years and my life researching this. And one of the main reasons, again, when I share my why do I do this? Why am I so passionate about this? Certainly there's my journey, but underlying that even more is the journey I saw my mom suffer through. She had heart disease and had her first heart surgery in her 50s. And her second heart surgery at age 67, which she never recovered from, never made it out of the OR. And so I dug deep into cardiovascular health and hormone health and what could we do differently? What could we do differently? And I committed at my mom's bedside. I committed that I would figure this out and I wouldn't let any other woman suffer the way my mom suffered. That's who I am as a physician. I'm not going to let this happen. At the time of my mom's passing, she was on 11 prescription medications, no two of which were ever studied in any individual together, let alone a postmenopausal woman. So polypharma is a big instigator in chronic medical disease. So if we can avoid medicines, use them when we need them for as long as we need them, but address the underlying issues, which, you know, 99% is through nutrition and therapeutic lifestyle changes that I teach about. So for me, it's my Keto Green Way and working to optimize insulin sensitivity and managing the stress hormone cortisol, balancing our hormones and empowering oxytocin, the most powerful hormone in our body. And through this journey, I've helped others, including myself, reversing my own early menopause and getting to reversing my pre-diabetic or nearing pre-diabetes condition, inflammation, depression, mood swings, all of those issues. And happy to say, with very strong heart health, I did my own heart work. I'm at 57 years old. I went to Dr. Mark Houston in Nashville and flew in for his two-day heart workup, cardiovascular workup. And he did a part of the workup was a CT angiogram, a CT calcium score. And my calcium score is zero. So that's excellent. So something I order for my clients and when it's indicated and it's a part of prevention or, you know, again, knowing where you're at now so you can take the next right steps to improve versus wait till a heart attack, wait till a stroke, wait till there's a problem. So want to figure all these things out ahead of time. And in my upcoming program that I've just released, announced it, I hadn't released it live since 2020. I'm teaching my method, my proven method to help you feel empowered in your health and your hormones. And it's called my Magic Menopause Program. So you can find that at dranna.com. And I'll put links below these show notes so that you can have that information. So there's so many questions that I've gotten during my masterclasses and my lives that I get from women all the time. And mostly it's around issues of hot flashes, brain fog, heart health, diabetes, osteoporosis, memory issues, inflammation, chronic state of burnout, how to delegate tasks. I love that one. And hair loss. And comments that I've received were like, Dr. Anna, I dread the horror symptoms people talk about. Dr. Anna, I have no energy to exercise. Dr. Anna, what's your view on hormone replacement therapy? What should I be doing? Or I've tried hormone replacement therapy, but I had swelling and felt miserable. What's the difference between bioidentical hormones and hormone replacement therapy? So I'd like to go in to these issues in depth and teach you to understand because you need to be empowered. Our medical system is probably another 20 years to catch up. Great that we've got money to look at studies. Are you willing to wait 20 years? Do you have 20 years to wait? And again, understanding the science, understanding the research and feeling empowered. As I look back on my mom's journey, you know, reflection, any point from her postpartum course through early diabetes, through depression, through heart disease. There's so many places where I could have intervened. I wish I knew then what I know now. So I'm sharing this knowledge as freely and as deeply and as in an empowering, transformative way as I can, so that you don't suffer too. So you don't end up with a diagnosis. And if you do, remember, your diagnosis is not your destiny. Your prescription is not your description. So as I reflect on my mom's journey, I realized that it came down to really three key things. And that is hormone imbalance, inflammation, and adrenal dysfunction or dysregulation. So hormone imbalance, inflammation, adrenal dysfunction, and dysregulation. We want to support all these areas. The adrenal glands, these are glands that sit above our kidney and are responsible for hormonal production, including DHEA, which is a precursor hormone to testosterone and to estrogen. So it's necessary pro-hormone. Supporting your body's natural production of your hormones is key. I call this hormone organ resuscitation, and also ovarian resuscitation. If you listen to my last podcast, I shared a story with you about a young woman who was diagnosed with early menopause, infertility, and was told she wasn't even a candidate for IVF. And now she's 7 weeks pregnant. So ovarian rest, and that's a marker for health and longevity. Like when we can resuscitate our ovaries and even after those diagnoses. So as heartbreaking as they were, she took charge. Like I just had the blessing, the gifting to be her physician guide in her journey, to help direct her in next right steps. But she did it. She took action. You know, that's what you have to do. It's to come to the knowledge that, first of all, you're worthy. You're worthy to live a happy, healthy life, no matter what cards you've been dealt or what genetics or what life circumstances or what traumas. You know, we can hold another episode on traumas in the future, but how that can affect us. But yet, what's our one next right step in this present moment? What's the one next right step that you can take? And there's always one. So I'm here for you, and I would really like you to share in the comments below your hormone questions, your story. How can I help you? Because I am here to help you. And I want you to take action. And I do want to invite you all into my Magic Menopause 8-week proven method to help you feel empowered, revitalize your life, claim that vitality and joy, feel your best, healthiest self. The world is open to you. In Japan, they call the menopause konenki, which is the second spring of our lives. If you're in that second spring of your life right now, how does it feel? If you're in the throes of perimenopause, there's so much you can do. There is so much you can do. You can feel empowered. And I know it can feel overwhelming out there. And that's why I'm doing this course live for the first time in, I think it's since 2020. So 4 years, I'm coaching it live, recreated my classes, the modules, the courses live. And you can find all this information at dranna.com. So dranna.com, or message my team. So with this, I went and thinking back to how I started about Halle Berry and her vaginal symptoms led her to realize that she was in perimenopause, and understanding how many times we're misdiagnosed with perimenopause and menopause, that you need to know your body better than anyone. And you do. You need to feel empowered in it. Don't give your power away to anyone. Feel empowered. And with knowledge, knowledge is power. And also stay curious. What could it be? What could I do next? Could this really work? Stay curious. Say curiosity is better than intelligence. And I tell you, I am learning every single day. I'm triple board certified, but I am still learning, and I'm open to learning. I'm humbled by how much I need to learn and how much I don't know at this time. And so as I close this episode of the Girlfriend Doctor Show, I want you to know that I'm here for you. So put a comment in below and join me at dranna.com. Learn about my magic menopause. And if it's right for you, I wholeheartedly invite you in to take this journey with me. All right. God bless you. Until next time, I love being your girlfriend doctor.